You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Reshanda. We thank you, Jesus. This is the time, if you're new to this moment, we are praying. That's what we're doing. We're praying. We're worshiping. We are entering the Spirit. Hallelujah. Scripture says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is what we need in this time. We need to hear the truth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so in this moment, my prayer right now is that we're able to quiet our hearts and still our minds of all the things. Yes, I know so many things and so many thoughts and so many cares and so many concerns and so many worries, and there's situations and there's circumstances and there's things, y'all, there's things. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to submit those things. Come on, somebody. I'm submitting the things, whatever the things are, whatever the things are that are plaguing us, causing us to toil, even in our thoughts, in our hearts, whatever's causing us to just care a lot or care a little. Father God, we submit it to you. And maybe we even resubmit it to you. And maybe we even just ignore it for a little bit. Maybe we just turn our back to it a little bit as we turn ourselves to you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Today, to now, as we are seeking God, recognizing we're only joined here because our faith says God is able. We're only joined together in this moment because our faith says God is our source. We're only joined together in this moment because our faith speaketh there's nothing too hard for our Lord and Savior, for our God. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. So God, I just thank you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you right now for this moment. We stand on the scripture. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, somebody say in everything, yes, in that thing, come on, in the thing that we submit into, in the things, in this thing, Lord, in this personal thing, Lord, in this relational thing, Lord, in this professional thing, Lord, in this unjust thing, Lord, in this why thing, Lord. In this career thing, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit, we thank you. He just brought up the thoughts which is in our minds and the stuff in our hearts. We're bringing the issues to him, the light issues, the heavy issues, the complicated issues, the easy issues, the issues we think we can handle, and the issues we think we can't handle. Come on, somebody. Because I can even hear the Holy Spirit saying, that which you think you can't handle, you got this. And that which you think you can't handle, you need to give it to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I hear the Lord say, give it all to me. So be careful for nothing. I want to look at another version too. Come on, this is a scripture that we're in, that we're standing on, that we're meditating on, that we're praying from, that we're praying through. Reshaya, Ndaba Sando, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we worship just a little bit while I pull up another version? Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Philippians 4, let's see what the NIV says. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're already, we're in thanksgiving. Amen. We're thanking God. He's able. Do not be anxious about anything. I feel like the Lord is speaking to us. Do not be anxious about anything. And in this moment, I can hear, why? Because I got this, saith the Lord. I got it. It's already figured out. It was figured out before the issue was presented to you. Thank you, Lord. It was figured out before the issue was presented to you. I allowed you to see it. Do we know how many issues and how many things and how many needs God takes care of and keeps from us? Sometimes he makes us aware of the things, of the thing things, of the issue things, of the heart things, the mind things. Because if it wasn't for those places, sometimes we wouldn't seek God, lean on him, look to him, get to know him, discover him in the different sides of him so intimately. Sometimes those things thrust us into intimacy, thrust us into faith. It thrusts us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. If he's telling us to present the request, do you know that he's granting the request? Do you know that he's answering our prayers? He wouldn't tell us to present it to him. Do you know? Do we know that he has a solution to the problem? Do we know that he wants to reveal his will in that place of worry? Do we know? This is why he's telling us to do it. He's not telling us to do it in vain. He's telling us to do it for his good, for our good, that we will see his good. Oh, Jesus, let us grow in faith. Okay. Do not be anxious about anything, daughter. Do not be anxious about anything, son. Do not be anxious about anything, beloved. Do not be anxious about anything, apple of my eye. Do not be anxious about anything, blessed one. Do not be anxious about anything, baby girl. Do not be anxious about anything, my precious child, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Your physical requests, yes, present them to God. Your financial requests, yes, we present it to God on this day. Hallelujah. The relational request, yes, we're presenting it to God. Hallelujah. The health request, yes, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. The family request, yes, we're presenting them to God. The marriage request, yes, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. The peace request, yes, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. The work requests, we're presenting them to God. The career requests, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. 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 The business requests, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. I just heard the Lord. The nonprofit requests, we're presenting them to God. The for-profit requests, we're presenting them to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The children request, the child request, the baby request, we're presenting it to the Lord. Yes, Lord God, thank you. The reconciliation request, we're presenting it to God. The educational requests, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. The housing requests, we're presenting it to God. The deliverance requests, we're presenting it to God. The restoration requests, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. The resurrection request, Lord, resurrect. Hallelujah. Wake up the sleeping things, oh God. We're presenting it to God. Hallelujah. The courage request, the boldness request, we're presenting them to God. The wisdom request, we're presenting them to God today. Hallelujah. The open door request, we're presenting them to God. Hallelujah. The shifting request, we're presenting them to God. The removing and replacing request, come on. We're presenting it to God. Hallelujah. The turnaround. Can I turn around? The turnaround request. Somebody say it's turning around. Can I do it again? It's turning around. It's turning around. The turnaround request. We're presenting it to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Listen, I just heard the Holy Spirit. The bill request. Come on, somebody. The loan requests, pay off them loans, to be able to pay off them bills, to be able to get out of debt. We're presenting it to God. The credit requests. Come on, somebody. I hear the Holy Spirit of a good credit. Come on, somebody. We're presenting it to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! The getting closer, yes, Holy Spirit, the getting closer to God request, we're presenting them to God. We're presenting it to God. The desire request, we're presenting it to God. Woo, Jesus! The faith request, the hope request, the encouragement request, we're presenting it to God. The help request, we're presenting it to God. The request regarding the strife, we're presenting it to God. I just heard the Lord. The cleanliness request, or like the request regarding wanting order in chaos or disorder. I don't know. I just heard that. We're presenting it to God. The hair request, we're presenting them to God. Woo, shataya. The beauty request, we're presenting it to God. Ah, yarabu sundia. Woo, Jesus. We're presenting all of these things. And how about all the things? And what's so wonderful about God is there's even things that we're presenting to God, the things that we cannot even articulate. The moan requests, we're presenting them to God. The oohs and ahs requests, we're presenting them to God. The request of tears, we're presenting it to you, Lord. The silent requests, we're presenting it to God. We're presenting it to you, oh God. Life requests, we're presenting it to you, oh God. Freedom requests, we're presenting it to you, oh God. Ah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The request concerning addiction, so we're presenting it to you, oh God. We're presenting us, ourselves to you, oh God. We're presenting our households to you, oh God, today. We're throwing ourselves, thrusting ourselves in your bosom right now. Thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that as we present every situation to you by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we thank you, oh God, that you receive them. We thank you, oh God, that you're handling it even right now, even as we're praying. Lord, we're seeking you for your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. We're seeking you, oh God. We're seeking you, Heavenly Father, because you are able. We're seeking your peace, oh God. We're seeking your perspective, oh God. We're seeking your know-how, oh God. We're seeking your understanding, oh God. Ah, yeshatabo sundaya. We're seeking, oh God, your strength. We're seeking your ability. We're seeking your power. We're seeking your healing grace. We're seeking your mercy. We're seeking your joy. We're seeking your words of truth and your words of life and your words of power, in your words of health, in your words of nourishment. Oh, we're seeking you, our daily bread. God, we're seeking you on this day, in this moment, because we need you, oh God. And we thank you that in every empty place, every half full place in our life, every full place, oh God, enter those places, tend to those places, nourish those places, correct in those places, erect in those places. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Touch in those places. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are able. And we pray, Holy Spirit, I pray that every place that is hearing the sound of my voice, it's you that they're hearing. It's you that we're feeling. It's you that we're experiencing. It's you that we're encountering. It's you that we're tasting. It's you that we're seeing. It's you who we are thinking on and thinking about, and that is even occupying our minds and our thoughts. Oh God, we give you permission, hallelujah, to deal with our thought life and our thought systems, and tear down any thought systems that are not, or that are producing corrupt fruit, Lord God, ill fruit, unhealthy fruit, Lord Jesus, we give you permission in our thought life, O God. Reveal to us, O God, in our thought life, what is not serving us. Make us aware, O God, how the enemy tries to slip in little and deposit little seeds of doubt and worry and fear. We uproot it now. Hallelujah. Reboshandaraba. We uproot it now. Kerabasayandaya. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We ask that even right now, as you are the gardener of our minds, that you will plant seeds of hope and seeds of faith and seeds of yes and seeds of favor and seeds of it is a working out in my favor and it is well and seeds of love and seeds, oh God, of peace that will start to seeds of we take on the mind of Christ. Let us have the mind of Christ. Ooh, somebody touch your mind. Thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you, oh God. Somebody touch your heart. Hallelujah. And we speak peace to our heart, even to our physical heart. We speak peace to our spiritual heart, to the matters of the heart. We speak peace, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for creating us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us. Somebody lay your hands over your bellies, for the word says, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for the life that's happening in us. We speak of life. I speak of life to our bodies and life to our minds. Speak of life and life more abundantly to the situation. We speak life and life more abundantly to our blessed ships, relationships. Hallelujah. Amen. Professional relationships, business relationships, work relationships. All the ships. Lord God, we speak peace into any hardships, oh God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We speak, we rebuke Lebasandaya in those places of toil, where there's toiling, and Lord God, I thank you, we thank you for creating an ease in some of those places, to some of us, and this is not necessarily for everyone, but I hear also the Lord ministering that some of those hardships are not built to break you down, but they're built to build you up and reveal to you and reveal to us and maybe reveal to me. Hallelujah. The blessedness, amen, that God is producing in that place. So let us be slow to want to cast away a hardship, because the hardship was it's being used for our betterment. It's being used for our growth. It's serving us. Yes, this is scripture too, because in James, scripture says, count it all joy when you find yourself in divers temptations, when you find yourself facing various trials. Hallelujah. Because in those places, amen, patience is being worked. Faith is being worked. Something is being worked. And that thing is actually a tool. It's a fire that is sent to refine us. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm not saying this just across the board, but may we be discerning and may God just reveal that we'll be careful not to want to discard that which is being used, actually disguising our blessing and disguising, amen, the answer to our prayer, that God is actually using that thing to answer. our prayer, that prayer. Ooh, because I hear the Lord saying, remember, my ways are not like your ways. Remember, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. We thank you, O God, for your word that will not return unto us void. We thank you, O God, that as we stand in the fullness of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, that verse 7 says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. We thank you, O God, that right now, even if I don't feel, or even when I step out and I don't necessarily feel, I know and I trust and I faith that your peace, God, your peace that surpasses all understanding is keeping my heart, is keeping our heart, is keeping our minds. We thank you for your peace, O God. Let your peace, your shalom, reign in our life. Let your shalom overtake us, O God. Let your shalom envelop us. Let your shalom swaddle our bodies. Let your shalom be wrapped, be a crown on our heads, O God. Let your shalom, your peace, hallelujah, be thick in our homes. Let your shalom be thick as we rest at night. Let your shalom enter us into a sleep where we can experience you in dreams and visions, O God. Let your shalom, hallelujah, kiss our finances. Let your shalom, your peace, instruct us, hallelujah. May we be instructed by your peace, O God. May we get acquainted so intimately with your peace, O God. May your peace tuck us in at night. May we be awakened by your peace. Come on, somebody. May your peace call us up. Hallelujah. Yeshataya. I just heard that's good news, y'all. May your peace overtake our emails. May your peace that surpasses all understanding lead us in every interaction. Yes, my faith is saying every interaction with a stranger, friend, loved one, spouse. Let your peace lead us into, and I just even hear it, I'm perceiving or is impressed upon me that when we allow ourselves to be led by the peace of God, it will also what is the word I'm looking for? It will also reroute us sometimes or cause us not to interact with certain things or certain people. Hallelujah. It will detour us. It will cause us, it will subvert us. It will cause us to go another way when we're led by. It will cause, may your peace, O God, be that which we imitate when it comes to responding, when it comes to reacting, when it comes to our actions, when it comes to our habits, when it comes to our behavior, may it be filtered through your peace, which means that some of our ways and behaviors and responses and reactions will change and must submit to the peace of God. Peace we speak, I speak today. Peace be unto you. Ah, we thank you. We thank you, O God. And we also give us understanding. We underestimate the power. Listen, a peace of God is better than a million, a billion, a trillion dollars. Come on, somebody. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we seek your peace. Help us, oh, God. Let us spend some time, even right now. Let us swim and be drenched in your peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I even thank you, Holy Spirit, hear the Holy Spirit saying that peace can come in the form of healing. And peace can come in the form of curing. The peace can come in the form, hallelujah, of changing the diseases and the diseased place into an ease. I don't know why I just heard easy like Sunday morning. Yes, Lord. Ah, thank you. At peace. I'm reminded even right now of your peace, God. Your words of peace that are spoken to the voided place in the beginning, and spoke into the dark place, and spoke into, hallelujah, the chaotic place, and spoke into the null place, and spoke, hallelujah, and set in order. We thank you, O God. Speak into the chaotic places of our life, internally or externally, O God. Speak into, oh God, speak to the places, your peace to the places, the unclean places and the disorderly places in our life, oh God. Speak your peace into the impure places and even the pure places and even the clean places, that which we think is pure and clean. Your word can speak in there and reveal a deeper or a greater or a better. Jesus, speak your peace, O God, into the dark places of our life, your words of peace, your words of light. Speak your words of peace and your words of life, hallelujah, and your words of wholeness into the broken places of our life. Speak your words of peace in your words of life, hallelujah, in your words of comfort in the mourning places of our life and in the lonely places of our life. Speak your words of peace in your words of comfort into the fearful places in our life. Speak your words of peace in the anxious areas of our life. Speak your words of peace and joy in the depressed places of our life. Speak your words of peace, hallelujah, in calmness, hallelujah, in serenity, hallelujah, in the places of our life that is noisy and overwhelmed. Speak your place, your words of peace, Lord God, in those tired places of our life. Speak your words of that bringeth forth energy, O God. I thank you, O God. Speak your words, hallelujah, of peace and of laughter in those crying places of our life, O God. We thank you for speaking your words of peace that maketh a way out of no way. Ooh, Jesus, we thank you for speaking your words of peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for speaking your words of peace to our feet. And right now I'm reminded of of the armor of God, how our feet are shodded with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yes, let our footsteps be ordered in the ways of peace. We speak your peace, O God. Your words of peace and life and freedom in the arrested places, the bonded places, the bound places. We speak your words of peace, O God, in those shackled places. Ooh, Jesus. And we say, hallelujah. You are so real, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your peace today. Hallelujah. Let your peace keep our hearts. Hallelujah. Let your peace keep our minds. Hallelujah. Let your peace keep our loved ones. Hallelujah. Ooh, we thank you, O God, for your peace that's disrupting, hallelujah, the various, even in the severity of health issues. Thank you, O God, for your peace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your peace, Lord God, that bringeth forth words of wisdom and revelation and understanding, hallelujah, and instruction. And we say, hallelujah. Why? Because our faith is worshiping you, saying thank you in advance. Thank you that it is so. Thank you that you are doing it. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace that's drawing us closer to you. As scripture says that as we draw near to you, you draw near to us. And we thank you, O God, for making us and building us to be dependent on you. Remove that false sense of self, like, I got it. I can handle it. I know how to do this. I know. Lord, thank you for doing a replacing that. Instead of that place of I, we removing the eyes and placing God there. I can even hear some people responding, yeah, well, faith without works is dead, and I got to do something. Yes, we do it dependent. We do it while we are leaning on God. We do it the faith obeying him, not out of him. We do it in him. We're working our faith in him, not out of him. With him, in partnership with him. Are we in partnership with him when we quote that? Or is it our ideas and then we use scripture to try to back up what we want to do? Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to get off of it. But I'm going to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for a fresh wind, O God. A wind of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you for opening a door. Thank you for causing a river to appear in the desert places, a stream in the wilderness. Places. Thank you, O God, for taking our little and multiplying it. Thank you, O God, for as we are faithful in little, you make us ruler of much. Thank you for giving us the wisdom in the much also, O God. We ask for discernment, good decision-making skills, O God. Wise decision-making skills, Lord God. Let us make our decisions not out of a thirsty place, not out of a desperate place, not out of a fearful place, not out of a hungry place, but out of a God place. Show us, Lord God. Reveal to us. Are we deciding and doing things out of a broken place or out of a God place, a whole place? Help us, oh God. We thank you. I thank you for a fresh anointing on each and every single person right now under the sound of my voice. I thank you for on all of us, oh God. We thank you for a fresh anointing, an anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. We thank you for a very real conversation that you're having with us even as we leave from this hour of prayer, oh God, where we're not leaving you. We thank you, oh God, for how you're going before us and making every crooked path straight, every rough place smooth. We thank you, oh God, how you're working things out to with us in mind. We thank you, oh God, for the plans that you have for us, the plans to prosper us and not to harm us. We thank you, oh God, for your healing grace. We thank you for your delivering power, your dunamis power. We thank you, oh God, for the requests that you are granting, the prayers that you are answering. We thank you, oh God, that you hear us. We thank you, O God, that you see us. We thank you, O God, that you're helping us. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. May our seeking you increase ever the more. May our hunger for you increase ever the more. May our thirst and yearning for you increase ever the more. May it be greater than anything in anyone on this earth. And we say, thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We declare heaven on earth. We declare heaven in our workplace. We declare heaven in our homes. We declare heaven as we go to and fro. We are blessed as we go to and fro. And we thank you, oh God. We declare heaven even when we enter our bank accounts. Heaven, heaven, let heaven come out of our mouth. Come on, somebody. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'na v'lecha v'ikoneka, Yisa Adonai p'na v'lecha v'yasem l'cha shalom. God bless you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord is having me to ask because I don't. Hallelujah. But if this place is a blessing to you and you want us to support our weekly time, amen, just email me at thankyoujesuswithmika, all spelled out. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika at gmail.com. Amen. God bless you. I'm praying God's miracles, signs, and wonders overtake you. I'm joining my faith with yours that whatever it is that you're praying for, God is doing according to his will. Hallelujah. And remember that with God, all things are possible. Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.